We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But they bust the Renner Center wide open. These dudes took everything. Look what they left. The one Cowboy sofa. They left the Cowboy Lazy Boy recliner and a lamp. Philly boy, you guys are not nice, boy. I tell you.
Yeah, it was the one thing that was left, unfortunately, for the Renner Center that was left in the entire Renner Center was a... First of all, why is there a Lazy Boy Cowboys?
Where's Cowboy fans in this area, man?
But have you ever seen that? I can't say I've been to a Rent-A-Center lately.
No, it's been a while since I've been to Rent-A-Center. It's been a while.
But I've been to Ashley Furniture, and I'm a big Raymore and Flanagan guy. That's my spot.
Yeah, man.
I've never seen a Cowboy-themed, or for that matter, an Eagle-themed.
Yeah, for that matter. Yeah, not even an Eagles. Lazy boy.
I guess you got to go to the Rent-A-Center to get that.
Hey, man, Rent-A-Center, no, they're not turning down money. They know it's Cowboy fans in this area.
Hey, you're not kidding. That was the only thing that was left in the entire place, and a lamp right next to it. The video.
Eagles fans still with a sense of humor, even during this time. Even during this time, they still got a sense of humor.
All right. Before we go back to the phones, so it just came down a couple minutes ago that the Minnesota Attorney General has now charged the other three officers that were helped restrain George Floyd when he was being murdered. Mm-hmm. So they have been charged with aiding and abetting second degree murder and aiding and abetting second degree manslaughter. So the three officers that were more or less kneeling on the rest of his body when they were doing it, they've also been charged at this point. So second-degree murder and aiding and abetting second-degree murder are punishable up to 40 years in prison, and then the other charges up to 10 years in prison. So
now you wait and see if justice is served. I mean, that's all you can – that's all I think – when we're talking about social injustice, that's what – these marches are about, okay? If someone is killed unjustifiably so, especially when you're talking about from police brutality, they need to pay for that crime.
They need to be charged, punished, convicted, yes. And sentenced.
Yes. And that's the injustice that had been going on that people have been marching for and wanting. Right, like.
Well, and you've talked about it. You're almost like I almost feel like I'm holding my breath that we don't have another Rodney King situation.
Sure,
where,
yeah.
Because of good lawyering and technicality.
Well, that's the other thing. Yes, because that's the thing that the people will be waiting to see next. Okay,
how does it go down?
How does it go down in the justice system? Yeah.
Yep. So they have been officially charged. So that's that. All right, let's get to some reaction from Drew Brees. Drew Brees is saying, listen, what probably a lot of people out there still believe, which is they will never agree with disrespecting the flag or with kneeling and not standing during the national anthem. Mm-hmm. And this is a conversation, Ike, because I feel like that in the last 3 to 4 years, or what year was it, the Kaepernick? Has it been 4 years now?
Yeah, I want to say it was 2016.
Okay, so 3 or 4 years that some people now have said, you know what, I now understand more and why
certainly
he was doing
more,
it.
Yes. Yep.
215-592-9494. Let's go to Brian in Boothwyn. Brian, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Long time listener, first time caller.
What's up, Brian?
Thanks, Brian.
On.
Yep. Good, buddy. We got you. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. I'm going to touch on three quick things. First, my dad was a 27-year Navy veteran, Master Chief. I was taught from a very young age not to talk, not to do anything but stand, put my hand over my heart, take my hat off during the national anthem. Now, I do that, but I don't need to talk about it. I don't need to tell anyone why I do it, and I just do it. I don't have to explain myself. I think Drew Brees should have just continued what he was doing. And, you know, keep your words to yourself. Continue how you feel and continue to follow how you want to act. But now's not the right time to put it out like that. That's my opinion on that situation. Secondly, you guys still there?
Yeah, we're listening to you.
All right, I wondered if you guys had touched on or had seen in L.A., J.R. Smith had an altercation. Did you guys?
Where he beat up
yeah, he beat up somebody, broke in his car or whatever.
Yeah, did you happen to read the tweets afterwards?
No, I didn't.
You didn't? I'll tell you what they said. Not verbatim, but basically he said, I chased down the white boy who smashed my window and gave him a beating. Now, I'm all for you defending your property, you chasing the guy down, and giving him a beating. Even if that's maybe not the right thing, mm-hmm. that's what 99% of us would have done. But when he said what he said, I think it's the wrong time to say that kind of thing, too, especially when probably half of the people that are marching during this are trying to be brothers and sisters with
yeah.
everybody to try to come together and to say, white boy, is just not the right way to could have said anything else, you know, the yeah, you know, whatever jerk.
Sure, sure.
Could have used a foul word, anything,
mm-hmm.
and it would have been better than saying it that way with what's going on. But and the last thing is, I wanted to tell you a real quick thing about how injustice works and how with the wrong time to say something. I'm a Penn State grad. I have two Penn State tattoos. I'm proud of Penn State. One of those people who had a cat named Nittany. The whole thing.
Oh no.
Right after that whole Sandusky thing, I got assaulted for wearing Penn State gear. It wasn't anything bad, just, you know, people come up and knock my hat off, you know, push me, you know.
Really?
And yeah, absolutely. And, I mean, I'm not saying that it happened once or twice over that 6 months. Mm-hmm. Now, I have a big Penn State tattoo on my back, and I have a big Penn State tattoo on my arm, mm-hmm. which I can't, you know.
You all win.
I'm going to cover up because I'm proud. But we are. Penn State. And when I tried to tell an officer about it, his response was, now's probably not the right time to show your team pride. Mm. Which is sort of like what's going on now. You can feel how you feel, but with the tensions going on, sometimes how you feel might spark somebody else who has a deeper feeling, and it might be the right time to just keep your feelings to yourself and sort of just blend in and
I know what you're saying, Brian.
Thank you, Brian.
The prevailing sense out here, right, is we want to bring everybody together, right? That's the sense of the movement that's going on, right? Equality, bringing everybody together, being viewed as an equal. The reason why you have to be mindful of what you're saying, because it can come off as being divisive. And when you're in a position – again, to have influence over so many, when whether it's on social media and you have, I don't even know how many followers Drew Brees has or whatever.
Probably a lot.
Yeah, but, you know, there are going to be people that take what you say and take it for what they want to hear it for, right? And all they hear is you're disrespecting the flag. Like, we've gone.
It's a short conversation.
Yeah, we've gone through that already. Like, that was the issue that got everybody sidetracked 3-4 years ago. It became about the flag. It became about the flag as opposed to, okay, he's now verbalized what he's trying to make everyone aware of when it comes to social injustice or police brutality. Let's not get sidetracked with making it about this when this is what I'm really trying to make it about. So when Drew Brees says you're disrespecting the flag, that's a trigger phrase that if you don't want to embrace or acknowledge what is going on, you have the disrespect of the flag to hide behind.
Yes.
I don't want to hear anything. Once you disrespect the flag, I don't want to hear anything.
Right. Him coming out and saying that now means that he's on the other side. Even if it's not true,
that's
it appears that he's on the other side of
what's
going on.
Well, look at the reaction
right
to
now.
It.
No.
Yeah, look at the reaction to it.
You know what the reaction is? It's understandable. He's tone deaf. He's tone deaf to think that he was going to be able to say that. And I guarantee you he wasn't thinking that he was going to get this kind of reaction. And he's very strong in his belief about the flag and seeing that it's disrespectful. But even if you still think that, if you say that today, and we're talking about June 3rd, June 3rd, after everything that happened over the last 2 weeks or so, this is going to be the reaction.
Oh, here's the funny thing, right? So today, this morning I get on Twitter around 8:30, 9 o'clock, somewhere around there. Just I had been off of it all day yesterday, just trying to unplug from everything that's going on, at least from a social media standpoint.
Holy cow!
I get enough of it looking at my TV, but I see that the big fella, Angelo, you know, he tweets out something and people are tweeting it at me, right? Wanting to get my thoughts on it. And this is around 9:17. Without actually hearing it in this context or what have you, you see a tweet and you take it at its face value, right? As opposed to Angelo doing a 4-hour show and fully explaining where he's coming from, being well thought out. We know he's very articulate, one of the best in the business. But now when you tweet something and there's not a lot of context to it, in the Twitter world, everybody goes crazy over anything you tweet. So, and I replied to it about athletes being able to speak up and they should speak up and that's a platform that they should use. But because I know Angelo, I don't have to be offended or have, okay, now I got some belief about Angelo that I didn't have prior to reading that tweet. But for people who may not know him or who are looking for a reason to say, I got you, that tweet out there allows people to just run wild. They can run wild with it. They can run wild with it.
And most of those people actually didn't hear a word that he said on the radio this morning.
Right. And as far as I'm concerned, I can rely on the history of the relationship to know it probably didn't come from the place where it looks like it may have came from, right? And as far as in his heart, he's a sports fan. This can be exhausting, right? We do this you're talking about months of not having sports, and you're talking about certain things. We want our sports back. We want our sports back. I mean, I'm the same way. I can't wait to get our sports back so we can talk about that. But it doesn't mean that I'm going to ignore what's going on out there. And to the point you just made, and in this climate, it's not going to be received well.
Nope.
In this climate. No matter how good of a person you are in this climate, it won't be received well.
But it doesn't even matter what the true belief or intention is.
I agree. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
And that's what Drew Brees is dealing with right now.
And that's what Drew Brees is dealing with now. He's done so much work in a city. I don't have the percentages in front of me about the black people ratio to white people in New Orleans. I just know it's a lot of black people in New Orleans. And he came to New Orleans at a time where it was ravaged and it needed to be rebuilt and they needed hope.
Just donated $5 million to COVID-19.
So you know he's out there doing for people.
Yeah, he's a good dude and it comes from the right place.
But your message, and you have to know that in this time. But see, here's the thing. Here's why I'm not upset. And I wasn't upset at Angelo, but it needed to be stated that athletes are going to continue to use their platforms to help and to raise awareness. Love what Tobias Harris did. Here's the thing. It just reaffirms that we still need to have the conversations. That's all. That's all that means is that we still need to have the conversations. We still need to be open-minded and listen and understand why people are doing the things that they're doing.
Yeah, I mean, sports and politics, I get it. Like, that's the escape from real life. Mm-hmm. But sports and politics have really always mixed.
If you think about the history of it, yeah.
I mean, it's really
Ali,
Jesse Owens in 1936. Yes.
Tommy Smith and
What is it? John Carlos.
John Carlos, yeah. raising the fist at the
Olympics. Well, I mean, and how about Billie Jean King? I mean, Billie Jean King.
How about
King,
that?
Yeah. This isn't just all about black, white, or whatever. Yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, it's politics has always been involved with sports. And believe me, I get it. Like, I watch sports for the action and the games or whatever, but.
All do. So do I, by the way.
But it's also, these athletes are also Americans and
yes.
humans and a part of our society, to where because they play, because they're NBA players or they're NFL players, they're not supposed to have opinions on things. I mean,
yeah.
No. I mean, they should use their platforms when they feel necessary.
And I mentioned it earlier. They are aware of these things that are going on because we still have family members that are dealing with these things on a daily basis. And so you're speaking up and you're raising awareness the same way you do in the off seasons when you go back and have football camps in the community or baseball, basketball camps, whatever you're doing to go back to help bring up your community. Yeah, it doesn't mean I'm going to do it in silence, or I'm going to do it behind closed doors so nobody else knows about it, because all they care about hearing from me is about, you know, what's my 40 time, or can I catch the ball, or did I catch a game-winning touchdown, or did I throw a game-winning touchdown, did I make the game-winning basket? No, these players are far more aware of their social responsibility, and it's a good thing. It's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not a bad thing.
Well, and because
thing.
Of Twitter and Instagram,
yes.
that's their way to speak to their fans.
Yes.
Unlike before, where they would have to get in front of a TV
or you
gotta
come
on
a radio
show.
Yes.
Right. No, now they just use their phone, bang, it's on there. Let's go to Sid in Southwest Philly. Sid, go ahead. How are you?
Hey, guys, what's going on?
What's
Sid?
Up, Sid?
Hey, I'm good, man. No, it's just, so I wanted to get into the Kaepernick thing since it was brought up in light of the Drew Brees thing. So it was something my father always told me when I was younger, that sometimes the message will not get across because of who a certain person, how a certain person perceives who's delivering the message, right? So in the case of what Colin Kaepernick did in 2016, now you guys, because you're fairly dudes and really look into these things because you want to be informed, mm-hmm. know that the original was he was sitting down during the national anthem.
Yep.
But kneeling was a compromise that he came to with the retired Marine veteran. That showed that, because he said flat out, I am not here to disrespect the military. I have stated what my cause is, and this is what it is: police brutality, systematic and racial injustice in this country.
Yeah,
I will take the knee if you feel like that was, and that was their halfway meeting point, and that was hijacked politically. Like you said, things are politicized. You can't separate, unfortunately, sports from politics in this culture now, because you can't. Because political, you don't know what political tactic a person's going to take to run with them.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets to a point where I feel like in a lot of cases, when black people state certain things about what they feel are black plights, which are black plights, by the way,
mm-hmm.
it's about who they feel comfortable hearing it from. And it gets to a point where I think a lot of what initially was the thing that Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reed, I'll give him his credit to an extent too, mm-hmm. were putting out there, weren't perceived because a lot of the people who were hearing it weren't comfortable with the black men who were delivering it. They weren't black men that made them comfortable. They made them feel uncomfortable.
Right.
And the reality of it is, if you're comfortable, you have no incentive to change something. You know, and I'll listen to you guys on the other end.
That's a great point, Sid.
My thoughts on that.
Thanks, Sid.
Yeah,
thanks for listening,
you make
man.
Some good points. You're right. And he was sitting on the bench. I forget the it was Eric Reed. That's who it was. Who was wearing? I keep forgetting Eric Reed was in San Francisco with him. Yeah, they were sitting, and I forget the former player that, or the former was he in the Marines or the Army?
I forget.
He kind of came to a compromise with, and he chose to take a knee as opposed to sitting, where someone could very easily see that as being disrespectful.
Yeah, Colin Kaepernick didn't really want to be the poster child for
he got
for this,
thrust out
this
there.
Cause
yeah.
I mean, just because he was caught on video more or less doing it, and mm-hmm. then he said, yeah, this is why I'm doing it.
Yep.
You know, like you had said earlier, if like maybe he wasn't the necessarily the right guy to be the guy that did this because of the socks and because of the other things. And I mean, when was the last time we really even heard from him outside of he never went.
We had that workout last year. That was it.
Yeah, I mean, you never really saw him in the mainstream trying to discuss it or anything like that. Like, because I don't really think that was ever him, or he felt really comfortable doing that. He was making his statement, and that's what he wanted to do.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I don't know Colin Kaepernick, so I can't necessarily get into his head as to why he wasn't out being more vocal about it. My guess is he didn't want this. It was a big enough media circus already, and he didn't want to be, I don't know, jumping from network to network. And what happens is you have people start picking apart what you're saying. Right?
Sure.
Because we didn't necessarily need Colin Kaepernick to jump on every platform and preach about this every day. Like, there are other players who felt the same way. They started to speak, and then it became, well, where's Colin Kaepernick at? Why isn't he saying anything? Why does it matter? He's not the only voice of the black community. He raised something, and then there are players that said, you know what? We feel this way. Maybe we didn't know how to go about expressing it. I stand with Kaepernick. Yeah, I support Malcolm. Him. And then it picked up. So, and then even with that, John, that became where they tried to split Malcolm and Eric Reed.
Malcolm agreed to the deal with the NFL, yes. And he was selling out.
Yeah, that became an issue.
Let's go to Rasheem in North Philly. What's up, Sheem? How are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up? How you guys doing?
Hey, man.
What's up, Ron?
Man, that comment that Drew Brees made was totally inappropriate, and LeBron said it right. At this point in time, I'm not even surprised. That's a comment LeBron James made on Drew Brees' post. And I understand, you know, people are going to say how much he did in the community, but the officer who murdered Greg Floyd knew him and worked with that man for 17 years, so that goes out the window with me. Perception of how long you worked with somebody or how much they did in the community. You know, everybody has hidden agendas. So just because it wasn't out there right now, that doesn't mean that, you know, they aren't that type of person. It's sad because...
Hold on, Rod. So what are you saying here? Drew Brees is a racist?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, no, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm asking you. Yeah, I'm asking you.
No, that's not what I'm saying. But, you know, saying that what he did in the community And I guess that, you know, that I'm not going to have that perception, you know, what he said, he meant it in the wrong way. I'm just saying that, you know, the officer knew George Floyd for 17 years and worked with that man, and he still did that to him. So at this point in time, like certain things like that, like, I just got to look over and then understand, like, people really have hidden agendas. I'm not saying
But you
that,
can't do that, though, Ron. I think you got it. Let's talk about it. What I want you to do, you can do whatever you want to do. You're right. What I'm saying is I think we move this thing forward in the way that everybody wants to by not just putting everybody in one category, right? So the reason why I bring up Drew Brees' track record, because to me that matters. Now, if you bring up that officer's track record, it matters. If he has other complaints of police brutality and things of that nature on his track record, that matters. That goes a long way as to whether or not something was an accident or whether or not you think this is how this guy thinks and he was just looking for an opportunity. So I got to bring up Drew Brees' track record, him with his teammates. Maybe he worded what he said or he shouldn't have said it. And I'm not telling you he doesn't believe that it's disrespectful to kneel for the flag. What I'm saying is to say because he believes that he should fit in this category is the very thing we don't want people doing to us. So I can't do that to him. And the only thing I can do is judge him by his track record.
But then, you know, they asked that man as far as if players was to kneel down next year, how would you feel? Mm-hmm. And to understand exactly why people was kneeling in a bigger picture and for what we was kneeling for, and then to still make that comment as far as seeing your grandfather, you know, fought in this as if we didn't have grandfathers and uncles and brothers that fought for the same thing.
Sure.
So then LeBron said it right. At this point in time, I'm not surprised. So it's like to me, it would just, and I really like Drew Brees, and that's the crazy part because I lived in San Diego when he was with San Diego, and I followed them with New Orleans. And, you know, and like you said, he was definitely big in the community. He was definitely a big part of the reason why New Orleans even got back started how it did. Yeah. But to say that, it's just it was heartbreaking, especially from him.
Yeah, Rasheem, I'm with you, man. I'm with you from the standpoint of being disappointed that Drew Brees.
I was surprised.
Yeah, it's surprised that Drew Brees said that, and then kind of dug his heels in.
Yeah.
I think Brees is focusing mostly on the action of kneeling during the national anthem, and he's taking such offense to that. So what the African American community is going to say, or anyone who wants to fight for social justice and Black Lives Matter, they're going to say, well, you should have that same emotion and feeling to see an innocent man be killed by a police officer, someone who's paid to protect and serve you in the community. That's what's going to be said to him. You should have that same feeling for human life.
Yeah, it's a really bad time to voice this kind of opinion.
And if you're going to stand on your feeling about the American flag, okay, that's fine. But if you throw that out there right now, you have to expect you're going to get criticism.
No, and I think you're right that Drew Brees' character and everything that he's done since he became, since he went to New Orleans, mm-hmm. and since he's been a quarterback in the NFL, that should matter for giving him the benefit
of
the doubt.
It should.
It should matter.
I mean, if everything I've done good in my life and helping others doesn't mean anything the one time I make a mistake, like, come on, man. We're not perfect. Mm-hmm. Now, Drew Brees this thing can either go left or it can go right. Now, Drew Brees can't control this. People are not going to let up on him if he digs his heels in on it and says, this is where I'm at. Okay, that's fine. But then understand you're going to be viewed differently by some. Just understand that's the way it is. If sometimes you got to admit, okay, that's not what I was trying to say. This is where I'm at, and then you move on from it. Like, it doesn't take a lot out of you to do that.
It's actually pretty easy.
Yeah,
to do it. 215-592-9494. We'll play for you coming up on the other side. Drew Brees with Yahoo Finance, of all places to do it.
Is that an endorsement?
Yeah, pretty sure he's never going on Yahoo Finance again, Ike. Quote, he will never agree with anyone disrespecting the flag of the United States of America when asked about his stance of not kneeling during the national anthem. It'll be very interesting to see how the NFL handles it this year and to see what players do. I got a pretty good idea what some players are going to do this year. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We'll come back with your phone calls. Don't go anywhere. But hey, listen, UFC 249, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. It was fun. Right, but UFC 250 starts off your June sports calendar with a bang, and the fighters are ready to get into the octagon. And DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino, America's top-rated sportsbook apps, putting you right in the octagon with a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. If you think you know who's going to win the big fight this weekend, put your money where your mouth is. Place a bet on the winner with DraftKings Sportsbook. If you haven't tried it yet, betting on MMA is easy. You can pick one fighter per matchup, parlay fights within the card, and even bet on which round the fight will end or how it will end. And for a limited time, DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino is offering a profit boost on every fight on the main card. So DraftKings Sportsbook, they offer 50% profit boost on each of the main card fights for UFC 250. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app right now. Use code Philly when you sign up, and for a limited time, all new users can get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook has a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Don't forget, enter code Philly and get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. All right, Rebecca. It is Marks and Reese. Hope everybody's safe out there. The big storms that ran through the area earlier today, around what was it, like noonish, where it started coming down from Redding. My house still has no power, Ike.
I want to say it hit me, and I was on my way over from Jersey. It hit me at about 12:30.
Yeah, so that would be right around.
It hit me about 12:30, right soon as I was hitting the Walt Whitman Bridge.
So I left my actually left my house a little earlier than normal because I knew it was coming. You could see it coming.
Right.
And it was because the storm was actually traveling at 70 miles an hour. So I literally, it was chasing me on my way down. I usually drive faster than 70, to be honest. But so I get here, and I couldn't believe that it was already here. It started raining by the time I got out of the car.
Yeah.
So, and I got in, and it was crazy. I'm up in Collegeville. We still don't have power. So the hottest day of the year so far, it's like near 90 degrees out. We're still without power.
Yeah, we need that AC in the house.
So I just said, go down the basement. It's cold down the basement. You're all right.
There you go. Yeah. Chill out in the basement. Oh, but it's no power. There's no TV.
But it's right. Exactly. To a 4-year-old and almost a 3-year-old. Well, they can watch on the phone, though.
Oh, yeah. You still get the internet service?
Yeah, just go off that. Yeah, but I guarantee you her phone's dead because she's on it all the time anyway, so there's no way it actually has a charge.
Can't charge. You gotta go out and sit in the car.
No.
Nope.
All right. Well, yeah. they could definitely do that. Yeah, it's actually a good idea. So, looks like it's going to be DoorDash tonight and not anything
being
cooked.
Won't be cooking anything?
Probably not. All right. Let's take a phone call, and then we're going to play what Drew Brees said earlier today. Let's get to Mark in Collegeville. Mark, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Yo, Johnny Marks, what's up, man?
Hi, Mark. How are you, bud?
I'm hanging in there. My favorite brother from another mother, Ike. What's up, Ike?
Holler at your boy, Mark. What's happening?
I'm going to holler at you real quick.
Okay.
First off, I want to commend you, sir, because for the past over week or so, you stood your ground on something you felt extremely strong about, the raw emotion, and you still held your composure and professionalism about it, and I just want to commend you on that. I have much, much respect for you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Mark. Thank you, brother.
Yeah, you know, and I like to tell people, you know, on the whole racist thing, you know, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you're black, white, blue, green, yellow, purple, pink. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, turn the lights out. We're all the same color. We all look the same.
I think I heard that analogy used for other stuff, too.
Right on, Mark. Yeah, actually, I was thinking that, too.
But, you know, but anyway, let's get on to some brighter stuff. Let's talk about our birds.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, do it.
Yeah, let's talk some birds. First off, hey, Ike, do me a favor. For Green Nation out there, let's send everybody some Ike juice.
Oh, hook it up. Hook it up. I've been drinking that Ike juice. And I've now gone to being just strictly on the weekends. As I partake in Ike juice?
No weekday Ike juice?
No. First 2 months, damn, that turned me into an alcoholic, man.
So for our beloved birds, we all know the Broncos going to step up this year because he showed us last year that he's able to bounce back. So we know the Broncos going to do his thing this year.
Yep.
So I think there's one there you go. I think there's one other player that's going to step up this year on that offense that we could really use to step up.
Who?
And I created a chant for this player. You want to hear it?
Of course. Yeah.
All right. Tell me if you like this. D-Jack, 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 Jackson. That's tight, right?
Ready. I know where it comes. I like it. I mean, he's going to have to score a lot of touchdowns to get that chant going.
Yeah, you're going to be doing it from home.
Yeah, but you know what? I think that's going to catch on. And you know what? I think that's going to fire D-Jack up. Yeah, I think he's going to step up this year. You know, Miles Sanders, he was on fire last year. The Bronco was on fire. You watch D-Jack. He's going to be healthy. He's going to do his thing this year.
All right, there he is, Mark in college. Well, see, like, for me, it's not about DeSean Jackson stepping up. It's about him being healthy. If he's healthy and he's on the field,
we know what he can do.
We know what he's going to do.
Yes.
But can he stay healthy? I mean, if he can stay healthy for 12 or 13 games, they're good. I believe Jalen Reagor is going to have an immediate impact on this offense. I'm not talking about 1,000 yards or anything like that.
Sure.
700 yards? Okay.
I'll take that.
Some touchdowns?
Yep.
Some jet sweeps?
The punt return
pump
action?
Returns, bang.
Yeah,
I think he can be a real weapon. No doubt about it.
I'll take that.
Do you have the Brees stuff there?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. So this is This is Drew Brees on Yahoo Finance doing a. I mean, what was the original interview about? The stock market or something?
Yeah, who knows? At some point they say, okay, now it's time to throw in the question on the protesting.
Well, whatever it was originally about, we're never going to hear that. We're going to hear this. Here's Drew Brees.
Well, I will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America. I envision my two grandfathers who fought for this country during World War II, both risking their lives to protect our country and to try to make our country and this world a better place. So every time I stand with my hand over my heart, looking at that flag and singing the national anthem, that's what I think about. Thinking about all that has been sacrificed, not just those in the military, but for that matter, those throughout the civil rights movements of the 60s. And is everything right with our country right now? No, it's not. We still have a long way to go. But I think what you do by standing there and showing respect to the flag with your hand over your heart is it shows unity. It shows that we are all in this together. We can all do better. And that we are all part of the solution.
Yeah, I just got to tell you, he sounds like he doesn't get it listening to it. He just sounds like he doesn't get it.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, your reaction. 215-592-9494. I think said in a different way, you acknowledge, you say, I feel a certain way about this, but I also realize that this is also going on in the country, and this is the conversation. He just sounds like he doesn't get it right there.
Yeah, and you wonder if it's he doesn't want to get it, and he's just so locked in on his belief of what he feels when he sees that, which is disrespect to the flag. Yeah, Drew, you gotta grow from that. You gotta grow from that thought process and saying, okay, maybe you wouldn't kneel before the flag, but you classifying what these players were doing as disrespectful to the flag, it doesn't bring us closer. It just continues that divide, because there's going to be a facet of society, your fans, what have you, that are going to say, oh, he ain't with us. He still don't get it.
Yeah,
like, he still does not get it. And while I know it's a Black Lives Matter thing and a, you know, black and brown minority awareness for police brutality issue, man, there have been a lot of my white brothers and sisters out, man, on the forefront. Hey, I'm not out there marching. I'm not out there marching in protest. I see a lot of people who don't look like me out there marching, and I feel good about that. I feel good about that, right? I mean, obviously the other stuff that's going on, I ain't gonna say forget about that, but that's not at the forefront of my mind when I see these protests and these marches going on around the country. I'm seeing a lot of people who aren't black out there as well, who are fed up, who are tired of it, and they want to get the message across that we want to promote unity and equality.
And let's change it together.
Let's change it together.
Yep. All right, let's have a good conversation. Let's have a productive conversation about it. If you agree with Brees or you don't. We can have a good conversation,
yeah,
right?
About it, for sure.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. We go commercial free for nearly an hour. Next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.